After David defeated Goliath, he immediately began to receive popularity and praise from all the people. An evil spirit rose in Saul because God had left him. Whenever the evil spirit would surface, David would calm Saul by playing the harp for him. One day at home, Saul was being possessed by the evil spirit, and David was soothing Saul with relaxing music from David's harp.
Hi, David. I'm Saul's son. My name is Jonathan.
Nice to meet you, Jonathan.
My son Jonathan is very fond of you, David.
Thanks. He seems to be a really cool guy.
David, I'd like you to have my robe.
Your robe?
Yes, I would also like to give you my tunic and my sword, my bow, and even my belt.
All this for me? I can't accept this.
Please, David, I want you to have these things. It would mean so much to me if you would just take them.
Well, if you insist.
I see the men are returning from the battlefield. You know, David, they're really excited about your great victory.
I can hear them singing and shouting.
Come, let's go out and greet them as they return.
Wow, it looks like the entire town is here.
It sure does. My goodness. I must say, I still didn't expect this many people to turn out. It looks like a parade.
Not even. No parade can compare to this celebration.
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me. They certainly never did all this for me.
Saul has slain his thousands. David is tens of thousands. Saul has slain his thousands. David is tens of thousands. David is the best. David is the winner. David is the greatest. Who could be better?
Give me a D!
D!
Even the little girl there is into it. It sure looks like the people love you, don't they?
I guess so. I've never been given so much adoration and attention before.
Me neither. And I'm the king. They've credited David for killing tens of thousands, and me with only thousands. What's next for him? My kingdom?
My lord, are you okay? You don't look so good.
I'm feeling that uncontrollable spirit raging in me again.
I'll get the harp.
Yes, get the harp. Only somehow I don't think it's going to work.
Just relax, Saul. Relax to the sounds of the harp.
I hear you, David. Yes, relax. Relax!
Saul, what are you doing? Put down that spear. Someone could get hurt.
Spear? What spear? Oh, you mean this one? Yes, someone could get hurt, couldn't they?
Saul? Saul!
Take this spear and pin David to the wall!
Saul, snap out of it. It's me, David. What's the matter with you?
David! I'm sorry. I don't know what's come over me. You should leave. It's not safe for you here. I'm afraid I'm going to do something really bad to you.
I think you're right.
Don't worry. I'll get you out of here. I'm putting you in command over 1,000 of my men. Go lead the troop in their campaign.
King Saul, I watched what just happened here. What's going on with you?
Are we alone?
Yes, we are. Tell me.
I am extremely jealous and afraid of David. The Lord is with him and no longer with me. Everything he does, he succeeds because the Lord is with him.
Well, that's just natural, isn't it? All of Israel and Judah love him because he led them in their campaigns.
Yes. Well, that may be. Right now, I have a job for you. Go send for David. And also go send for my daughter, Mirab.
You wanted to see me, Daddy?
Yes, I did, Mirab. I need to keep my promise.
Oh no, Dad. This isn't about that man you promised me to, is it? I don't want an old dirty loser. Why can't it be that fine, handsome David guy?
Yes, my lord, I'm here.
Hello, David. Thanks for coming this evening. I'd like you to meet my oldest daughter, Mirab. I will give her to you in marriage.
Yippee!
Well, I can see someone around here is happy. David, serve me bravely and fight the Lord's battles.
My plan is working perfectly. I would not lift one finger against David. I'll let the Philistines do that. I'm sure they hate him as much as I do.
Who am I that I should be the king's son-in-law?
Shut up, David! Don't you want me?
Well, I...
Well, if you don't want her, I will understand. There is another man who does want to marry her.
Oh no, Daddy! Don't say it! Please, don't say it!
Adriel of Malola.
No!
Yes, yes, good old Adriel. Adriel will be her husband. I must tell you, David, I wouldn't be honest if I didn't tell you that I am disappointed that you will not be my son-in-law.
I also am disappointed.
King Saul, a word, please.
Just a moment, David. I'll be right back. I need to take this.
It's just that I'm not sure if you're aware that your oldest daughter has a new crush on David.
You don't say. My, this is unexpected news. David, I have more news. News that should delight both of us. Being as though that we were both disappointed that you were not interested in Mirab, I have just learned that my youngest daughter, Mikhail, is in love with you.
I will give her to him, so that she may be a snare to him. So that way, the hand of the Philistines will be against him.
Now you have a second opportunity to be my son-in-law.
That sounds great.
I'll tell you what. Don't answer me now. Go and take your time and think about it. You can give me your answer later.
Very well. I will give you my answer tomorrow evening.
Attendance! May I have a word with you, please? Speak to David privately. Say to him, look, the king is pleased with you, and his attendants all like you. Become his son-in-law. Come on, help me out.
David, can we talk to you, please?
Certainly.
We have been talking to the king. As you know, he really likes you. We all like you. We would love to see more of you in his royal palace. Why don't you become his son-in-law?
Do you think it's a small matter to become a king's son-in-law? I'm only a poor man and not widely known. But it pleases me that he would want me as his son-in-law. Tell King Saul that I accept his offer.
Saul gave his daughter Michal to David in marriage. When Saul realized that the Lord was with David and that Michal loved David, Saul became still more afraid of him and became his enemy. David met with more success and acted more wisely than the rest of Saul's officers, and David's name became more well known.
Jonathan, come here, my son. I have a job for you.
Of course. What is it?
I need you to put a hit out on someone.
A Philistine?
No, it's not a Philistine. It's someone else. I want you and your men to kill David, the son of Jesse, your brother-in-law.